Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Welcome to Fat Mascara. I'm Jen.
I'm Jess.
It's a birthday, and it's our birthday.
Yes, it is our birthday, Jen. We are 3 years old.
Are we like having a terrible tantrum? Or is it like toddlers? We're like toddlers right now.
I'm like all high on my chai latte right now.
Okay, what's your announcement?
Okay, before we get to our topics, I have a big fat announcement for you guys. We have a birthday present for our listeners. Well, actually, just one listener.
But that's who we are.
We are doing an amazing giveaway with our friends at Way. It is huge.
The huge Way hair giveaway celebrating our third birthday.
It is massive. Go on to our Instagram. Look on our grid. All the rules and regulations are there. You'll find out how to enter. And good luck to y'all. But I'm very excited. Thank you, our friends at Way, for helping us out with this. Now, here's what we're going to talk about today.
I'm ready.
Okay. Shopping at the salon for products. Is this something that you still do? Let's discuss.
Okay.
Then TTT. What do those three letters mean?
I actually have no idea.
TTT. You will after this episode.
Okay.
And then the buzz on everyone's lips, Glossier Play.
Oh, yeah. New drop. We'll discuss.
New drop.
Okay. And then our guest is Cindy Barshop. She's the founder of V-Spot MediSpa. We are talking all things vaginal and vulval rejuvenation, sexual health. Honestly, drink every time we say vagina, first of all. But there are things that can help women that I'm just so excited to share with our listeners. It's a really good interview, don't you think?
This one was so good. I think this one's really going to get a lot of chatter. Let us know what you think. So I was recently in a meeting with an high-powered executive.
Okay.
Very high-powered. And we were just talking about changing trends in the industry. And, you know, it's rare to get that quality time with somebody who sees things at like 3,000 feet, 30,000 feet. I don't know what the expression is. But something he said really kind of struck me. And he's like, no one's really buying products. I didn't say no one, but there's been a shift away from people buying products at the salon.
So hair salon product sales hair product sales at salons are down.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Were you surprised?
No, but I guess I never really thought about it because we as editors, and this is where it gets a little bit like, you know, hello, wake up, like get back into the real world. You know, we don't buy hair products because we get them at work. Mm-hmm. And then, but when I was younger, of course, like I would love sitting in the hair, in the chair. And I remember if my hairstylist recommended something, it was like, oh my God, yes, I must buy
that. So you did buy products.
Yes.
At a salon.
But the gap went from buying products from, you know, my stylist to not buying products at all, really.
I never bought products from the salon.
Really?
Even before I was a beauty editor. I always felt like it was when you go to the counter and I'm like, they're going to try and sell me something now. So I have to like just put up my walls. And even if I want it, I'm just not going to pay this much money.
Oh, Jen, break down those walls.
I don't know. But I am not surprised by this trend. You want to know why?
Why?
Think about this. When you talked about prestige hair care 10, 15 years ago, that was salon products. It was Redken. It was Aveda. It was like Biolage and Nexxus used to be at salons. There were no prestige hair products in retailers, department stores. Now you have IGK, R&Co, Way, Alterna, like all these brands mm-hmm. that don't need salon distribution but still give you like salon quality. Salon quality.
But – true. But what I loved, and, you know, I don't think it's going to surprise anyone listening that, like, I can get a bit nostalgic, but this is the same conversation I was having with him at this meeting, and that I'm hearing again and again throughout the industry. And, you know, this, I feel like this is a through line through a lot of our conversations on this show, and I know will continue to be, is there is a real expertise gap.
Right, you need
an expertise gap and a credibility gap. When the woman who did my hair used to she would always sell me Redken Glass. Do you remember that product?
Yes, yes, yes.
Which I thought was, you know, it was like so much more, the quality was better than like the stuff at the drugstore. It was $12, which was like, you know, crazy. But I learned how to use the product. I understood that it was right for my hair. You know, how much... listeners, I would love to know, how much have you thrown at the wall at Target or this or that or Amazon?
For things that don't work.
They're sitting there collecting dust.
Here's one other theory I'm going to posit.
Yeah.
Okay, you know how we've heard from people in the salon industry that the business has changed and that a lot of salons are just renting out their chairs to independent contractors. Mm-hmm. So the people aren't working for the salon. You know, they work for themselves and they just rent their chair.
Yeah.
So what is... if they're not making money, if the products are then sold by the salon and they're not getting a cut of it, what is the impetus to them to sell it to their clients? They just want to get their money for their haircut, for their rented chair, and have you be on your way.
That's true, too. I think
I'm not sure if that's the reasoning, but I can see this being an issue as well.
That's why we need to get a hairstylist in here or a salon owner.
Who's that crazy guy that would go to salons on TV and like fix up the salon because they weren't doing things right? Remember
that?
Well,
there was Tabitha Salon Takeover and there was Jonathan Anton.
Tabitha.
Remember Jonathan Anton?
Yes.
Oh my God, he was hilarious.
But I bet you there's some like other things we might not realize. But I agree with you. Like you need to have people show you how to use products.
Yeah, because I think hair, I mean, hair is like skin. I think people think everything is like, oh, it'll be fine. And then you just throw your money out the window and it's actually not the right thing. It's not even not the right thing for you. I think hair products, I'm a total, you know, moron with hair. I need to be shown how to use products. So.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was just an interesting conversation, and I do think that there is a real lack of expertise.
Right. You go to the makeup counter, they show you how to use the concealer, you buy the concealer. Where is that with hair?
Yeah.
Let's keep this conversation going.
Yeah. You down with TTT?
Oh my God, help us all. Okay. I'm not down with TTT. I don't know what that dance was, but I love it.
I'm so silly right now. So overtired.
Tiff brought you an iced coffee, and I don't think I've ever seen you after an iced coffee, but this is fun.
No, it's a chai latte.
But there's caffeine in there, huh?
Is there?
Intern Tiff doesn't know.
Oh my God. Guys, I'm so overtired. And like,
I love when you're overtired. You get so fun and goofy.
I'm so silly.
So tell me what TTT is.
Okay. So TTT, there is a hot new trend that has been bubbling up in skincare and it has not hit the US yet. But I have seen it in a couple of creams. Now, the TTT stands for thick to thin to thick. And the best example of it.
It's technically 5 T's, just pointing that out. Thick, too thin, too thick.
Okay, go ahead. So The best, most shining example of this texture is the Lancôme Absolue Cream. It's in the new gold jar. It's out now. Guys, I want you to run over to your Lancôme counter, and I want you to try it for yourself because this really is an experience to behold.
Okay, so the cream is thick in the jar.
Okay, so you put it on. Okay, it's really like, and Lancôme, they're aware. They're not using this language, TTT. They're not using this language. They will not co-sign on this if you ask them to. Maybe they will, but they did not express this to me. I just have some inside knowledge about this, okay? Mm-hmm. It goes on thick. It's plush and luscious. Mm-hmm. You like massage it into your skin. It turns into this beautiful like serum-like texture. It like liquefies. And then when you're done, it doesn't feel liquidy on the skin. It feels cushiony and thick on
like
the skin.
Your skin feels plumped.
Plumped,
up.
Yes.
Okay. So it's not just like moist, like a moisturizer. It feels like you did one of those products with like sugars that sort of tighten and
yeah,
plump.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay. I guess I could picture that.
Thick to thin. The thin is where it goes like, you know,
yeah.
Cerame and like, oh, this is light.
I think Amore Pacific has a product like this.
Well, they probably do because I suspect, and I can't, I don't want to tell you, dear listener, that, you know, this is Japanese or this is Korean because I feel people say these things just when there's high-tech things and they attribute them to, like, an Asian country and it's totally not. But I do think that it is Japanese. Another cream that I suspect has this technology from the feel of it, again, they did not express it, they use this language, but a cream that I just hit the bottom of and threw it out. I've completely hit
the bottom. You recycled.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Clé de Peau, like La Crème. I mean, this crème is like, it's like $800.
The one that has like a foil thing to keep it fresh. And then once you peel that off, and then it's like a crystal jar almost.
You've got it. It's like something insane, like $800.
You know what else might have it, but I don't think they would say it either? L'Occitane Divine. It's the, it's in the yellow jar.
One
of my favorite moisturizers. And it just like, it's jelly plump, then it liquefies, but then your skin just feels like
plumped after.
Yeah.
I haven't tried that one, but I Googled TTT creams and I saw Lancôme's Australian site.
Okay.
Like there was a Lancôme Australian video. They talked about the Absolue in using that language, TTT.
Interesting.
So, you know, I know that sometimes it takes the U.S. a little bit to start, you know, using this language. Mm-hmm. But I think the TTT thing is going to happen here soon.
Do you think the Olay Whipped are that? Or
no.
Is that? No.
No, those are just light.
Because they're fluffier and then
they're
sort of melt in.
They fluff, they melt, but they never the skin after.
They're just,
you know, you never go with that.
F-M-M. Fluff, melt, moisturize.
Let's make
Should
that
make
happen.
That?
That's so fetch.
FMM.
Yeah.
Okay, TTT.
TTT, you know?
If you guys know of other TTT creams, DM us.
DM us.
Do you need more acronyms with this segment? I don't think you do. Okay, so there are some stories about my mom's life that I never get tired of hearing, and they're usually the ones in which she's trying to right some injustice and then ends up annoying the people in power, and I love that about her. Anyway, just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve memories and stories for the mother figure in your life or any of your family or chosen family. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. The prompts are really good. The kind of things we asked guests here at Fat Mascara, little things like, what's your favorite board game? And more important things like, what's the best advice you've ever gotten? Storyworth makes the writing process a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to the email with a story, long or short, doesn't matter. You'll be emailed a copy of what they wrote, but they'll also be collected. So you'll get to enjoy the retelling of the stories and probably learn some new things in the process. Then, after that year of fun, Storyworth automatically compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book. Even though I know some of my mom's best stories, I love that the weekly prompts are helping to uncover more details and that they'll be collected in one place for me to revisit and read through. Don't think I'm not going to pull this keepsake book out at our next family get-together to share some of them. Listen, everyone loves Storyworth. It has more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over 10 years ago. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift that you'll cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/mascara. That's storyworth.com/mascara to save $10 on your first purchase. Mm-hmm.
right. It's not often that we talk about supplements, but when we do, you know that we mean it, all right? Every day I do my skincare routine, and that is a cleanse. I moisturize. Of course, I pop a little antioxidant in there. I'll do a little serum underneath there. But what is non-negotiable for me lately is I take a supplement. That is my Ritual Hyacera. It's a wrinkle support skin supplement, which is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and improve skin smoothness. I'll take that.
I'll take it too. Ritual Hyacera is a once daily skin supplement. Jess said clinically proven. Let me give you the deets. In a clinical study, Hyacera led to a 3.6 time reduction in crow's feet wrinkles within 90 days as compared to placebo. Jess and I have been taking it more than 90 days. Let me tell you, it works. Plus, Ritual Hyacera has led to a 2.9 times increase in skin smoothness in the same amount of times. It's rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. You don't always know if a supplement does that. Ritual also has industry-leading sustainability standards. They use scientific tools to select lower carbon packaging, love that, prioritize sustainably sourced ingredients, and set ambitious climate goals. Plus, female-founded, B Corp, meaning they're holding themselves accountable to not just their company's financial health, but also the health of the people and our planet. You gotta love that.
Yes, okay. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust.
Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/mascara. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/mascara for 25% off. Okay, everyone, guess what I did last night? I slept in my Honeylove bra. I don't think I've ever slept in a bra before. Usually, I am so excited to take off my bra at the end of the day, there would be no chance I would lay down in it. But Honeylove bras are that comfortable. And if you're someone who does like to sleep in a bra for a little extra support, I feel like the Honeylove crossover bra should be your sleeping bra. Did I just coin a thing, sleeping bra? I don't know if they'll approve of that, but I love the idea. Obviously, you're gonna wear it out all the time too, because Honeylove's bras feature supportive bonding that eliminates the need for uncomfortable wires. Plus, they're made with a fabric that's so soft, it feels like a second skin. Is it spring cleaning time in your house? I know it is in mine. Clean out your bra drawer, get a few from Honeylove. They have the V-neck bra that's smooth and seamless and hardware free. And then my personal favorite is the crossover bra with adjustable straps and a hook back closure. And of course, again, no underwire in that one either. The Honeylove supportive bonding lifts and supports without those uncomfortable wires. And while you're at it, why not pair your Honeylove bra with their matching shapewear or maybe a pair of their breathable, versatile leggings? Treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. It's honeylove.com/mascara. And then after you purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we here at Fat Mascara sent you. Honeys, you deserve this. Again, that website is honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off.
Let's talk Glossier.
Okay.
Listen, they started out their model of business with, like, they're doing the surprise drop. They drop their product. Everybody stops everything. Oh, my God, Glossier made a lip balm, mm-hmm. right? And it worked for a long time. The drop yesterday, I have thoughts. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Play, right?
Glossier Play, their new line of color cosmetics. So I took a look at this, and I haven't tried the product yet, okay. So I can't speak to that.
Yeah.
But I will tell you, I'm afraid that they're going to – like, I feel like they're losing who they are as a brand by doing this color cosmetics line. Because don't you think of Glossier as, like, skin first? Wasn't there their whole thing?
It was skin first, like, makeup second, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Was that the slogan?
Yeah. Now, so look at some of these products. What does that remind you of?
Pat McGrath.
Oh, really? You know what I got?
What?
Flesh.
Oh, I was looking at this girl's foil.
Yeah, the gorgeous visuals, beautiful pictures. But basically what they came out with was there's the Glide-On Gel Eyeliners. I'm not going to say I didn't try them, but they look like Urban Decay 24/7 to me, like mm-hmm. a gel, really color pigment payoff eyeliner.
Mm-hmm.
You've got like a liquid highlighter. What's the highlighter called? Night something?
The liquid
Nightshine.
Sure. Wait, hold on. There's Glitter Gelée. Color Slide Techno Gel Eye.
That's the one that reminds
night
me of
Nightshine, yes, Nightshine.
Nightshine.
Highlighter Concentrate.
A highlighter. And then there's like a vinyl lip thing.
Oh, I see the Nightshine Highlighter Concentrate. Yeah, that looks like Flesh.
Thoughts? Opinions?
Listen, I mean, I think it's kind of exasperating to like work in cosmetics where it's like there is a finite amount of things. You know, it's like a highlighter is a highlighter. Like a,
yeah.
There's a certain vocabulary that like they're working in if they're doing millennial.
Yeah. You know, next comes the color liners.
Yeah, exactly.
But do you know what I was thinking? Remember when Emily Weiss was on the show? We'll link to her episode. But she said, well, we're the brand where like you're going to wear a sweatshirt with our name on it. So I was thinking about that when I saw these new products. They look lovely, amazing visuals. I'm sure they're great. But I was like, why didn't they expand into something other than beauty? If they want to be a lifestyle brand, like stick with the Glossier lifestyle. And then why don't you make some sneakers or
I was thinking
like
sunglasses.
Sunglasses, a humidifier. I don't know why I said a humidifier. That's random.
No, but I get what you mean.
Like if you want to go that route in your lifestyle brand, which I think is what Glossier did that a lot of companies are trying to copy, you know, that vibe of like we want it just because we want to be part of the club.
Yeah.
This makes me feel like, well, now you're just like everyone else.
Well, I think
I want to be mean though.
No, I think what's interesting is like they're a brand that is expanding so rapidly. We know that they got more money. And I wonder how, just as, you know, not just Glossier, it's kind of interesting. Like, I do wonder about how brands who get more money, what the pressures are for them to expand, what they are tasked to do. I had a conversation with somebody recently that was like, she was a cosmetics, like a makeup artist. I'm not going to say her name, but it was a makeup artist who's very successful, who had a line. And I said, like, you're so amazing. Like, you could be like, you know, it's all about like crazy, crazy colored, like neon eyeliners right now. Like, you know, I'm going to go for it. And she laughed at me and she was kind of like, you're kind of naive. And it's all about being in lockstep with what the rest of the industry is doing when you are a big brand. And I was like, uh-huh, like, tell me more, business lady. And she, you know, I wonder if you're Glossier, you've got to, you look at your competitive set and you're looking at Flesh and you're looking at Pat McGrath and you're looking at blah, blah, blah. I wonder if, like, they have to do this.
But, or do they, could they have thought of their competitive set as, like, Everlane and Nike and The Wing,
yeah,
or, you know,
yeah,
because this just feels like you're just make like we, you know, on paper you're going to make money, and obviously their investors are like, we want you to make money, and obviously these products are going to sell and they're going to make money. But now I'm like, have you lost your mission that you were going to be like a different kind of beauty company? I don't know.
We're, I guess, you know, only time will tell. I mean, there is a lot of buzz for these products. People are asking about me for my opinion on things I haven't seen all week. like, they're like, what do you think?
All right. How about we get some products, we try them.
Yeah, let's check it out.
And I'm, yeah, if they're good products, they're good products. But, like, I could just see the girl who's like, I only do, like, a little bit of tinted moisturizer and my stretch concealer being like, I'm not about to go buy the glitter, you know, doodads.
Also milk. I'm also thinking
oh,
milk.
There's a little bit of a milk,
you know,
vibe there.
You know what I'm tired of, though?
What?
Just the breadth of products. Like, I just want to see fewer.
But that's what they were doing. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You're losing that proposition of, like, I'm doing a few things, but they're going to mean something.
I just want fewer.
Like Vintner's Daughter, when we were like, oh, my God, now they have two products.
I love that.
Still only two.
I love that. But maybe, you know, that's not sustainable business-wise.
I
don't know.
I'd rather sustain my business and stay true to who I am than try and get all the money. Just kidding. Somebody invest in Mako.
That mascara, 400 SKUs by tomorrow. Bye.
Somebody pay us. We are here with Cindy Barshop. She's the founder of V-Spot Medi-Spa, which is kind of like a one-stop shop for things that enhance sexual pleasure, rejuvenate the vagina and vulva.
Okay.
Yes, that's you.
You know the word.
Yay. No, we're going to be saying the V-word a lot on this episode. She's also made a career out of below-the-belt grooming because you founded Completely Bare Salons, the Completely Bare products that are in like every mass retailer for hair removal. You are a Real Housewife of New York.
Yes.
What aren't you, Cindy Barshop? Welcome to Fat Mask Married.
Legend in the house.
Only thing she isn't is married, she says.
Oh, my God. You're so funny. I love Cindy so much.
Oh, I love you.
Oh, my God.
I'm so happy to be here.
Cindy, you're like one of the first people I met in beauty, and you really like changed the game in beauty.
In everything below the belt.
Everything below the belt. I mean, Completely Bare was one of the first places that I was sent as a young budding beauty editor, it was like, this is the place to go for all things waxing. I remember ascending your spa. It was on Fifth Avenue.
Uh-huh.
And it was, I got there and it was like heaven. Like the doors opened. It was all white. There was like white shag carpeting. There was a
It was
bowl.
Like exactly like P. Diddy's apartment.
It was.
It was P. Diddy's apartment.
It was like so glossy. I mean, I felt like, hello, when I got there. Like anyone here? There was like a cool receptionist. There was a bowl of like M&Ms. Everything was so branded.
Wow.
I just felt like I have officially arrived in New York. How did you become... And then, I got waxed in, like, a nice, clean place, and I never wanted to, like, go down from there, you know? How did you become this, like, doyenne of waxing and, you know, feminine care?
That's a good question. Actually, you know, I started off in technology business, and there was a technology – this is so not glamorous.
Yeah, I was like, wait, wow.
Yeah.
That's a good turn.
How do we take a turn from there, from IBM to
now,
vaginas?
Yeah, exactly. Like IT to like
exactly.
Diddy.
That's exactly what it was. And there was a new technology, which is obviously a long time ago, for the laser hair removal. And I was – everything I do is like one of my problems that I try to fix. So I had ingrown hairs, anybody who has coarse hair – blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. So I went, I tried it, and like a crazy person, I went out and bought a machine and opened a place on Madison Avenue. It was my first one. And then people wanted to get waxing also. So I did laser and waxing, and then we started to have fun, as you know, with all the different things we put down there to kind of glorify it and make people feel good about themselves.
So are you referring to the vajazzling?
The vajazzling.
Okay. Are you to blame or are you to responsible for the vajazzling trend?
Yes.
Like a decade ago, that
it was a
decade.
Well, it's kind of crazy because like now you guys are going to hear
it
because
more than a decade
it's coming back. We're doing
is
something.
Is it really? Do you do it?
Well, okay, here we are launching it here.
That's why we have this podcast.
We're launching it here. So, we're doing Mickey Mouse because it's like beauty and fashion, as you guys both know, are hand in hand.
Yeah.
And in 2019's spring runway was Gucci, was Mickey Mouse, and we're like in the trend with it. So we have tattoos that are coming out with crystals.
For your like Mons pubis? What is vajazzling for anybody that doesn't know?
So the updated version is going to be called Vajul. And it's a tat that actually stays for about a week. And it has jewels on it.
But you have to have no pubic hair to do this, I guess.
Well, we could also do it like just to make it super sexy if you have some pubic hair wherever there's
like
not.
Like on your bikini line.
Right.
Okay.
It's fun.
Is this something we would do in the summer or is this like all year long? This is just like for you.
You could do it for yourself just to feel good, like a new pair of lingerie. Mm-hmm. Or you could do it for a guy or you could do it, you know, for a bikini.
So – is that a trend? Like, what is the trend right now? Because I keep hearing that pubic hair, you know, things come and go. We're doing the landing strip, then we're doing none of it, all of it.
I believe the hair is coming back. I think it's becoming sexy again.
I remember, so I was at Cosmo.
Sorry,
for,
everybody.
No. I have hair there. I mean, so, I remember this conversation at Cosmo that, I mean, working at Cosmo, there were so many kind of crazy conversations.
Mm-hmm.
But one that will always stick in my mind were. You know, most of the staff at Cosmo is relatively young, you know?
As it still is.
Yeah. But there were, you know, girls in their early 20s and then like women in their mid 30s and then like, you know, women in their 40s. And this just like small section of women had such very different ideas about what was, you know, in fashion, what was acceptable mm-hmm. about, you know, down there. The super young girls, like their early 20s were like, I get everything off.
Right.
And then the 30s were like, I leave a little. And the girls in their 20s were like shrieking with horror that like, why wouldn't you just get the whole thing off? They were absolutely like disgusted by this. And then the women in their 40s were like, I just have like, you know, I just get like, I just kind of keep it clean, making sure that they weren't, you know, completely overgrown. So from your experience, what did you see?
I saw.
Does that, you know, does that gel
was,
with
was
your
really,
eyes?
There was really a trend of everybody being completely bare there. I mean, mm-hmm. I hate to say it. That's like, you know.
Well, that's why you named the place
Completely bare.
Yeah.
And it became like a service itself at, you know, even like Bliss and places like that, they had like a completely bare wax.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it really was a trend. And I, in my mind at the time, I believe that there's no way that hair is going to be sexy down there. And now that I'm older, I wish I had a little hair down there.
I've heard that from other women, like after they have kids and stuff, they're the ones that got it lasered off.
Mm-hmm.
They
wish they didn't get it all lasered.
I wish I didn't get it all lasered.
I've heard that too, because I've heard that things change down there.
Things do change down
there.
Does
gravity also happen down there?
Everything. Yes, that's what I heard.
Everything ages down there.
Everything falls.
It falls. So we plump it up. We can plump it like we plump our faces now.
We keep going.
Yeah.
So we should talk about V-Spot.
Yeah.
Then.
Sure.
Is that what you're referring to? Tell us what V-Spot is.
Okay. V-Spot's a women's intimate and sexual health spa. We do all the different treatments for the changes that women go through from menstruation, like pain, to menopause. So these are natural changes after you give birth that you go through that women have, and they don't know that they have options to correct, and they're suffering in silence. Like, I'm really about, you know, empowering women to feel good about themselves. I mean, we have people leave and cry. I mean, could you imagine, like, urinary incontinence, which is urinary leakage?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nobody even knows the word incontinence, which I didn't in the beginning either. And think about how it affects your everyday life.
Oh, God, yeah.
When, you know, you laugh, you pee. If you do exercises, you pee. And pretty much 3 out of 4 women at some point of their life have it, especially after you give birth. Mm-hmm. And the only option out there in the past was that sling thing, surgery. So now there's real ways for simple treatments, painless treatments, that you don't have to do this.
So what is – let's take it treatment by treatment. So like you mentioned incontinence. Mm-hmm. So what does one do at V-Spot to help with that?
One of the big treatments we have is what we call a Kegel throne. So you sit on this chair and it does 11,000 Kegels in 28 minutes for you.
Okay.
Okay. So
how? Is there a thing inside your vagina?
Nothing goes in the vagina. Let me explain. So it's called HIFEM technology, which is high frequency technology. So on the pelvic floor, there's 10 muscles. And, you know, for 70 years now, they're saying, okay, if the doctor says Kegel, well, nobody knows how to Kegel. I mean, there's Kegel classes, Kegel books, Kegel, like every other story is a Kegel story.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the reason why there's so many stories and people just don't do Kegels or they can't, because you can't do it correctly.
Can you tell the audience what a Kegel is?
It's supposed to strengthen the pelvic floor
and
muscle.
It's an exercise. It's like what you do to stop the flow of urine, kind of, or squeak.
Yes. Well, there's two reasons why people do Kegels, or the doctor says to do it, is after you give birth, to tighten it again so you feel, you know, penetration for yourself, and also for the urinary leakage. So that's why that whole world Kegel was there.
So you're sitting on this chair.
So you sit on this chair and it's like, it's little like shockwaves. There's different settings depending upon how old you are.
Are there like sensors hooked up to?
You just sit on it.
Really?
You have to
You have to come in.
No, it doesn't hurt at all. Literally, you feel like you worked out afterwards. That's what it is.
Mm. It's so weird that it can isolate those muscles though without touching your skin.
So yeah, but it's strong. It's strong. It's a very, like, it's over $100,000, the machine itself.
Okay.
So it's like very high technology. You're clothed.
Okay.
I tell people not to wear jeans, like thick jeans. But you sit on this chair and it exercises the muscles and it actually like builds the muscle, but it also helps with your butt. It goes up. I'm not kidding. It's FDA approved for the urinary leakage.
They don't call it the Kegel throne. What's like the scientific name for this thing?
EMSLA.
Okay.
EMSLA.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's one thing.
That's one. The other.
What else do they do at V-Spot?
We do things for after moms give birth.
Okay. Like?
So.
What's this? FemiLift?
The FemiLift. It's a fractional CO2 laser. Wow. That means a lot.
What is
anyway.
Is this a cosmetic thing?
No. 95% of the stuff that we do is not cosmetic. There's a couple of cosmetic, but we'll go into that in a minute.
Okay, we'll save that for later.
Yeah. So the FemiLift, it actually tightens the vaginal canal and it does a tissue regeneration.
Mm-hmm.
So after you give birth, it stretches out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, half the women, it doesn't really pop back like they tell us. Oh, yeah, it just pops back. You put an 8-pound baby through your vagina and it pops back.
Oh, my God.
So it doesn't really pop back. I mean, for some people, maybe it does. So that's so we do a tissue regeneration because of the stretched tissue. So we actually it's a wand that goes inside the canal. You don't feel it, which is amazing because we have all these like inside. We don't have pain receptors, which makes sense why you could have a baby. I mean, even though
also
it's painful,
when you get a gynecological exam, like it's annoying going in. But then once they're in there, you're like, what's going on?
Yeah. Exactly.
So it's a laser that goes inside.
Inside.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And you need 3 treatments and you feel a huge difference right afterwards.
And who's doing this stuff?
At the V-Spot, we only have like the top women gynecologists.
Okay.
Preach.
Because I get very nervous when I hear a lot of like, you know, mm-hmm. like vaginal, you know, spa rejuvenation things. And I'm like, who's in there? You know what I mean?
I agree with you because they're like popping up like at, yeah, the at your derm's that. Office.
Yeah.
It's like, really?
So anybody with a medical degree could operate these devices.
Mm-hmm.
But you chose to partner with gynecologists.
Well, like my gynecologist is like world renowned. I actually go with her all over the world. She goes more because I can't. But like we just got back from Dubai and we train like doctors how to do these treatments. They're not difficult, but like at the V-Spot, we did so many of them that we have little techniques that work a little bit better.
That's I'm glad to hear that there's doctors on staff. What about this O-Shot? What's the
O-Shot? O-Shot. It's platelet-rich plasma that's injected into the clitoris and the G-spot. And yes, everybody has the G-spot, just so you know. There is a
painful?
G-spot.
Is it painful? That sounds
you won't
I don't want
feel it at all.
Injected into my clitoris.
So
you take out someone's blood?
It's super healthy for you, too. So you take out the blood from the arm.
Okay.
And okay, so PRP has been used for years and years for so many different things, to grow hair, to help with any cartilage damage, muscle damage. So all it is blood that has the stem cells and the healthy blood in it. So for instance—
My own blood.
It's your own blood. Mm-hmm. When you're a kid and you fall and you see the scrape on the knee and you remember like it's like this gooey yellow stuff, that's PRP really. You always thought that it was like pus.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
A lot of times it's not pus. That's super healthy blood. So you're like when you're young, you just make it.
Yeah.
And it does the healing process.
Yeah, you're right. I haven't seen that stuff in a while.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
So anyway, so.
It was everywhere when I was younger.
I was a big goop. Oops. So what was I saying? Oh, yeah. So anyway.
So you take out my blood.
You take out the
blood.
It's put into a centrifuge. And it splits up the super healthy and the regular blood. You're completely numb. You won't feel a thing.
Okay.
And it's injected into the clitoris and the.
But then does your clitoris like grow because it's stem cells?
No.
Or like,
no,
it's
but
just like,
I'm holding my crotch.
I'm 20 years old.
Yeah. So the G spot pushes out a little bit.
Okay. So you inject it in there too.
It does.
Okay.
So it pushes it out a little bit, like a little bit more of a bump. So while you're having intercourse, sometimes you can have vaginal.
Okay, so it makes that more stimulating.
Mm-hmm. And it makes the clitoris much more sensitive.
How much is this?
$2,500. But you only have to come once for that treatment. It's once and it can last like up to 5 years.
Okay, the O-Shot. Interesting. Mm-hmm. So are we missing – that's pretty much the medical treatments?
Well, no, there's more. But one of the things you have, you have to understand, though, let me just – I'm going to tell you. But one of the things that's really important is that there's statistics to show that how many women from the last time they were in a relationship or with a man, they don't orgasm. We don't orgasm like men.
Or with a woman.
Right? Or with a woman. And – or even self-stimulation. It's very difficult to orgasm. It's different. I always say if men orgasmed like women, it would be like a 7-Eleven would be selling O-Shots. You know, the prices would be down to nothing. And, you know, it just – so this – if you think about this, and then we have women who've never orgasmed before. And, like, I had a woman
– How do you find that out?
Well, the doctor –
Because I feel like people don't even know if they have – you know what I mean? Like, how do you know – I feel like this comes up a lot whenever –
Like, how did I – like, some people don't realize that they never had a vaginal orgasm either.
Yeah.
Right? I had somebody the other day. She's like, what? There's a vaginal
How
orgasm?
How old was she?
Probably 30, I think. Around 30. But then there's – we also had a woman who've never orgasmed and she was married.
Mm. And did she know she hadn't?
Yeah, she knew.
Okay, so she came in and got what?
We did – so some, you know, sometimes you have to do multiple different types of treatments. She did a Femilift and an O-Shot together. Works really well. For that. And it's, mm-hmm. we don't guarantee if you've never orgasmed in your life. And then there's sometimes, you know, we're really helping women think about like somebody who's never orgasmed or it was so
Absolutely.
Difficult to orgasm.
You don't see us complaining about these services.
And there's a whole other thing, which I never knew about, is sometimes, you know, the hood is just, they have to just lift the hood. Sometimes the doctor says, no, go back, just mm-hmm. lift the hood by the clitoris and, you know, you'll be able to orgasm.
So someone could come in and could have an appointment with one of your gynecologists and doesn't even know what's going on down there. It's not like they're coming in asking for the service. They just get like an under the hood checkup and they say, here's my issue. And then you recommend
might
help.
But okay, they usually come. We don't do regular gyno exams.
Right.
That we don't do. We just stick with that. So if they have
You're coming
any,
for an issue with
you're
sexual
coming for
health.
An, like, right.
Well,
it's not even
health.
An issue. It's just like to make yourself – listen, I spent $2,500 to go to – I don't know. I mean, let's not be there. I like to go shopping sometimes. You spend $2,500 mm-hmm. on a coat. I mean, it's a lot. I agree.
A
or
weekend
go on a
away.
Vacation.
Yeah.
Right, a vacation. So if this is going to make you feel so good – and it's super healthy to orgasm.
Does it last, though? So you get one of these treatments. Are you now like an orgasmer for life?
Mm-hmm. Well, everything kind of like ages with you. But yeah. I mean, it's been known that it lasted up to 7 years. Sometimes, you know, it's five. The whole thing is like, so I did it more than once already, because what happens is you do it and you're like, wow. And then your new standard is much higher. So,
yeah. How often do you have to get this O shot?
Really, it's probably once every 2 years. Mm. That's like probably the average, but everybody's different.
And is the O shot proprietary to your, like your spa, or is this something that, you know, doctors have been doing and but we just don't know about it enough because we don't talk about this in our culture that much?
So that's the problem, because we don't talk about it. That's why I'm so thrilled to be here. And like when I listen to you, you always learn things from your guys' podcast.
Yeah.
So, we just don't talk about it. This has been around for 7 years and it was founded by Dr. Runnels.
Mm-hmm. Does he call it like PRP? You came up with the name?
I don't. I pay him to use the word O-shot.
It's his. Okay, got it. Mm-hmm. Got it. These are amazing treatments that I feel like more people should know about.
It's really upsetting that people don't know that.
Can we talk, though, just briefly? I'm sure you get this about you're just feeding the patriarchy and like and like women go in like, I need to be tighter for my husband or my boyfriend or whatever. Like people that are in heterosexual relationships that like have that issue with you. You tell them what you just told us, that like that this is empowering?
Well, I think we've had maybe 1%. The people that come in to the V-Spot, they've researched. They're comfortable with their bodies. And we're just trying to get the average person comfortable with themselves to come in. It's usually, you know, successful women that they work out, they take care of themselves, and they enjoy feeling good. So 99% of the time, I never hear that, oh, I'm doing this for my boyfriend.
I love the women that come into you, like they're progressive enough, they're confident enough to be like, okay, like, let's do this.
Yeah.
It's the broader mentality that like,
right. So I'm going to do it for my husband. Yeah. That's pretty sad. And you know what? I mean, there have been a few times that, you know, the doctor would refuse to do a treatment.
Because
of psychological issues.
And you mentioned that there was cosmetic treatments as well, though it's not your priority. It's where you got your start, though.
Well, so let me tell you about the cosmetic.
Please
I have to
do.
Say I was the worst. I am guilty, like the general population is guilty. So there was a new treatment that came out, was vaginal lightening with a laser. Okay.
Like color lightening, like your skin tone?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And I was like, we're not doing it there. Absolutely not. We're about empowering women, you know. I can't even believe I'm saying this. So I'm so disappointed in myself. I'm so disappointed that I was like, they want to look like porn stars. No, that's not what. That's not our client. You know, it's about, well, you know, shame on me, because it's really, first of all, the darkness is usually really on the sides and they could see it in the bikini. It affects how they feel about themselves. Who the hell am I to judge? Mm-hmm. You know, As we get older, just the rubbing or just from the waxing, you have dark spots. It's people
like hyperpigmentation.
Yeah, it's all hyperpigmentation. That is 99% of the people that come in for that.
Okay. Is it your place now for it?
Uh-huh.
It's a laser treatment?
So what happened was, just because I was in the beauty business for so long, you could figure it out. You have to do a pre-laser treatment to do laser, because, you know, with hyperpigmentation, you have to be really careful. And we basically put together this peel and then an at-home formula that I get 90% of the people don't come back for the laser.
Because it brightens and lightens.
Because it evens out the skin tone.
So is this something you do now?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we do anal also.
I'm so glad you said it, because
I was about to ask.
Okay. I put something on my Instagram, like, what's your number one beauty question? Like, we're going to answer it. And somebody wrote to me.
About anal bleaching.
Anal bleaching.
Do you do it with bleach? Like a hydro?
So we use an almond extract with, it's like a miso peel.
I'm allergic to almonds. This doesn't sound like something for me.
We're not putting almonds in your butt. Don't worry.
We're not putting an almond. It's an extract.
Okay.
And we have done, there's a bunch of people that are allergic to almonds, but we do a test on them first.
Okay, that's good.
A patch test, yes. And yes, the reason why it works so well is hydroquinone. We have hydroquinone pads and they work great.
Do you do it to yourself or does a technician do it to you?
The technician does it. And then she does a peel to break up the melanin. The darkness.
Where is this woman and when is she coming on our podcast?
She's the best.
What's her name?
Sure. We used to work together at Completely Bare.
So what's the deal with anal bleaching anyway? Like, why is this a thing? I thought this was just like for porn stars.
You know what? This is a little personal, but I'll go there.
Just do it.
I mean, I know my,
You're already
my
here.
New boyfriend. My new, well, he's going to be my husband, but
aww.
He wants, you know, I just, you know, I want to be comfortable. Like he's like really into that. And I was like, I haven't done it yet. I was like, oh, when we get married. But that's okay. But there's some people that do it all the time. And, you know,
anal bleaching or anal sex?
Anal sex.
Oh, and so then
so
it just looks
like,
nicer
yeah,
when
it
they're
just
doing
looks
it.
So much nicer.
All right.
But yeah, like the same thing is like, you don't want a hairball there. Like, you like,
yeah.
I don't like when a guy has.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, if it feels good for both parties, like, I kind of am like, well, who cares what it looks like? But if it lets the woman then, I guess, be more, like,
I'm more confident if I get a wax there, even if I'm not having it, just yeah. because, you know,
right.
movements, changes with your legs and the air.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just more comfortable
okay,
with
so
it.
Okay, so cosmetic treatments all around.
I guess I never really, like, all right, I'll be quiet now.
No, go with it.
I just, like, never really think about.
Because we don't see it.
Yeah.
Unless you're in front of a mirror, like, when are you ever going to know what
never,
it looks like back there?
I've never really, I've always thought, like, oh, now this isn't, no, oh, I've never always thought, because I've never really thought about it that much until now. Like, is this a new spot I need to be paranoid about?
Well, that would be, like, the negative spin on it, right? Maybe the positive spin is just, like.
If it bothers you and you fix it, it makes you feel better, then, you don't have to worry about it. Just, like, you know, I mean, some people don't worry about, you know, if they have hyperpigmentation on their face. I used to get it on the side of my cheek. It didn't bother me.
But apparently.
And I would have somebody come in and say, can you get the hyperpigmentation off my shoulder? Because it bothers them.
Right.
So that's
right.
the whole thing. Yeah. We got to stop judging everybody. If it makes them feel good and they're doing it for themselves.
I like that you came around and you were doing the judging by saying no.
I did.
But in fact.
I did.
That's,
and I look back. Here's another one.
It takes a big
here's
woman a, to say
here's,
that.
Here's another one. You know, the whole thing with vaginoplasty. Okay. So.
Yeah.
The truth is that a lot of women, there's lots of reasons why they do it, but a lot of times it's painful. Sometimes the labia minora is hanging down.
Mm-hmm.
And it's painful when you do, when you ride a bike, things like that. And you want to know something? If one ear, I mean, I am so open about it and I wasn't like that before.
Mm-hmm.
If one ear was hanging lower than the other,
mm-hmm.
does it bother you? Yeah. If they did an earplasty or whatever, you're okay with it. But what if it's your vagina and they're saying, no, you can't do that? Why?
Of course.
So you do plastic surgery, labioplasty and things?
The doctor does. We don't do it at our place.
I
but
see.
Like, so for, and a lot of times you don't have to do plastic surgery. A lot, and it's not even real plastic surgery.
What do
it's
you
like
do?
So, it's so quick. Some of the stuff, it's just like a little clip and it sounds like, oh my God, I know. But it's like a 15 minute treatment or to pull up the hood
mm-hmm.
is like just so you have better sex
mm-hmm.
is, I mean, we've seen, I mean.
But we're not saying women need these things and
no,
everybody looks
absolutely.
Different. It's just like, if it bothers you,
if it bothers you, why wouldn't you do it?
Or it's uncomfortable for medical reasons, I'm sure,
right,
too.
And that's the whole thing. Sometimes
so
we can plump up the area
yeah.
over there mm-hmm. just to cover it. And then they feel happier like that. And it also
you plump up the outer vulva so it comes
The labia majora.
So the minora doesn't show as much.
As much if they like that, too. And that increases sensitivity also.
So when I, like, for example, like when I got a breast reduction a long time ago, I brought in a picture of boobs that I thought were nice. Do people bring in a picture of?
No.
Never.
It's never happened.
Because I feel like.
They all look so
I don't,
different.
Yeah, I feel like the vaginas I've seen, yeah, they're all over the map.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if I had wanted to do something different to my vagina, I would want a nice example. You know what I mean?
Who's got the perfect vagina?
Like
vagina
Gina Jolie's lips.
Yeah, like I just don't know what to compare.
I'm sure
it
probably
to.
People would look at porn movies and things.
But like,
and
are those real vaginas? I don't know.
No,
I
they guess. Probably have had surgery. A lot of them, right?
Well, there's different types of surgery.
Yeah.
You know, the stuff I'm talking about is not like.
Invasive. It's more a light cosmetic.
Yeah.
Is there are there other cosmetic? Do you do like hair removal and stuff still now?
We just do basically we have a new 24 karat gold wax that because it helps with because I know about all the stuff now is that it helps with the inflammation
mm-hmm.
when you put gold in there.
Yeah.
So when the skin gets inflamed.
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 Yeah.
Inflamed. What did I just say?
I like it. Let's coin it. Inflamed.
Inflamed. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
When the inflamed, no. So when it gets inflamed and after a wax, a lot of people get dark spots because of the friction there
yeah.
and
mm-hmm.
it getting inflamed.
Post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation.
Right. So with the, we just do a more advanced type of, you know, mm-hmm. wax. And then afterwards, we put blue lights there for ingrown hairs and red lights for the blood flow. So it's a little bit more high tech than we're used to.
So someone would be less likely to have an ingrown or an irritation.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Since we have you here, I feel like listeners are going to want us to ask these questions just about hair removal.
Huh?
Like, honestly, I've asked a million experts this. Say you're still getting waxed or mm-hmm. shaving and you get an ingrown hair. What is the Cindy Barshop method?
Use how do I deal with it? And salicylic acid, and it'll go away. So glycolic exfoliates, and the salicylic cleans the bacteria.
Like so a pad that has both of those acids in it?
Yeah, or you can do it yourself. I think we do.
A completely bare cells is kind of product.
Remember
Ten Skin? Everybody was using Ten Skin.
Which is like a witch hazel, I think.
So active enough for you.
Yeah, no. But you could get, glycolic, you could get
just
anywhere.
Just get some like Peter Thomas Roth glycolic. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you could absolutely do that. And the salicylic is really, every pimple medicine has it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you probably could have it in your closet ready so you could take it yourself.
Are you allowed to take out the hair with your own tweezers?
Ugh.
What? You know it. You know
oh,
it.
Oh, excuse me.
Or do you just...
I used to be addicted to that.
Right, like you can see it in there sometimes. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
I've gotten lasers, so I don't...
I did. Really?
I've got... No, I don't
what
like
What are you,
that.
Like perfect? And they take down your pants, please. You have no ingrown hair.
I don't have any ingrown hair.
You're
hairs.
So lucky.
Wait, you asked that. Now we have to ask about Real Housewives if she's telling you to take her pants down.
Housewives. Okay, yes. Okay. I love the Housewives. New York's my favorite. Tell me something crazy that happened. That's not a very targeted question, is it?
No. I was in shock.
Okay. Like, is it fake?
No, it's not fake. So I'll tell you something crazy.
Yeah. Okay. Because I always feel like, oh my God, is it fake? I don't want it to
it's
be
not
fake.
Fake.
I really don't want it to be fake.
It's not fake. Oh. It's really not fake. But when I first went on, I remember the first, like, there should be a class, what to do when you go on the Housewives show or a reality show. Because the same question everybody has is, like, I didn't know if it was fake or not. It was like, oh, okay, you're on the show and meet everybody at this party.
So you don't really know them. You're not really friends with them.
Well,
you must have had some
yeah,
tangential.
No, I mean, yeah, like, I had connections with them, or I knew Ramona. I knew Ramona's friends.
Right.
I'm trying to think if there's anybody else. No, that was it.
Okay. So you show up at like someone's dinner and you're like, hi.
Well, so they do set up something. They're like, first of all, when I sent them my schedule, they were like, you're so boring. Like, you need to be doing something. I was like, all right, I'm going to this business meeting, that business. They're like, no. Like, I don't even know how I got picked for it. So, because usually the women, they're like, you know, they're out all the time and they just, you know, they have parties
like
and this
charity
and that.
Gala. And
right. Blah, this gala, that gala. And I was like.
So he's like, I'm trying to run a business here.
Right? Basically, yeah. I was like, well, I'm launching a new product. They're like, uh-uh. Like, they literally sent back my agenda. They said, do something. So the first thing I did was, which I'm glad I did. I did a charity event with Peter Tooney, who's a painter. Are you familiar with Peter? And we made a painting with everybody stepping on the feet of the, you know, and make the painting that way. And it was said gratitude. And then we auctioned it off to somebody for a cancer charity that was close to me. But that was not the point. So the second time, so that was all nice. And that's kind of how you first meet. So they set that up. They're right. Like, you have to have a party or something to meet everybody.
And they don't pay for the party, right? They don't like.
Okay. So yeah, this is the crazy thing. So when you start, you're like, you're paying for the party. But once you're on the show, then you know, you could just say, hey, I'm going to put you on Bravo, and it's a number one rated show in a restaurant. They'll hook it up. So here I was like shelling out the money. So, yeah.
But it's not like the producers are making these events. Like you,
no,
still have
no.
To, like they expect that to be part of your
you
life.
You coordinate.
That's
it.
Exhausting.
Wow. So most of these women, that's really what they do, though. I had a friend, Jules. Mm-hmm. You know, Jules, our kids went to school together. She was on After May.
Oh, yes. And she had like Jagger, the son.
She has a daughter.
Dylan and Jagger. Yeah.
Right. So our kids went to school. So it was so funny because when I met her, I think I was on. And then she was on. And I think I was off that year. Mm-hmm. I don't remember.
Yeah.
And but she, for me, she was like the perfect housewife. She had parties all the time. She had the most extravagant parties ever. And she just loved it. And
but
she would
was
get
she
up on the stage.
Doing that anyway? That's the thing.
Yeah, that's my point. She was doing it anyway. I mean, that's what I was saying. Like, she was perfect, perfect, perfect for the show. I mean, that was her life. And then, like, you know, we'd go to her party, like her kids' party. It was like, you know, there's Ferris wheels, there are balloons, there's everything. It's for the adults, the kids. And, you know, then she'll do a show on the stage. I mean, I think she's great.
I feel like they should ask Jen and I to somehow be incorporated and, like, Jen and I should throw a party.
Totally.
In our
and have
apartment.
A Real Housewives
in my one bedroom.
There?
Yeah. I'm like, it's like.
I'd love to see the camera crew in there. Do they want to watch me do like in copy and build our website for 2 hours? That sounds fun.
That was like my life. I had to pretend I had this life.
Yeah.
Like, wait, so I have to tell you the one thing is funny.
More.
This is
no,
like
more,
the health
more.
Thing.
Keep it going.
So I remember that was like calm.
Got all
you know,
the time
opening.
In the world
and then
Cindy.
The next day, We were going to a party at Sonia's townhouse. This is so long ago.
Oh, my God.
So I was walking in. I'm forgetting people's names from the show now. We were walking in, and all of a sudden, I forget her name. Who's the one with the blonde hair?
She
was married. It was. She hasn't been on the show in a long time.
We'll call her Sue.
Okay, so Sue. So Sue comes out like screaming.
And this is actually really Sonia's, Which one?
I don't remember.
Oh my God.
So Sonia goes out and yelling, get the hell out of my house and this and that. And I'm like this. Like, first of all, would you ever go to like a house party in New York City, like a dinner party, townhouse, supposed to be really nice, and you have like the host going, get the fuck out of my house. So I'm like,
no, that's
is
scary.
This real? I'm like,
or is it cut?
I was like, is this pretend? I didn't know what to do with myself.
But
I was
why
like,
did she tell you to get the F out of her
not
house?
Not me. She told some other girl. I don't remember at this point.
But that was not fake? That was
it wasn't
real?
Fake. That's why I was like this. That's like everybody else.
Who speaks like that?
That's my point.
Oh my God.
I was like, is this real? Are we cutting?
So you only did this for one season, right?
I only did it for one season.
For good reason. Good Lord, that sounds horrible.
Here's a question. It was hard.
Was it worth it or no?
100%. I did it for business.
Yeah.
I mean, the name.
Did it help your business?
Yeah. The product line.
When you had completely bare.
I launched the product line on the show. I knew exactly what I was doing. Oh, I launched the product line on the show.
That's how skinny, what's her name stuff for. Bethany. Skinny Girl Margarita.
Yeah, only she was smarter than me, you know, from where she is now and where I am. Big difference. But
whatever,
but
you're Bethany helping women like, have better sex. You win.
I feel like Bethany is an anomaly. I feel like that.
Oh, Bethany,
yeah,
that's her name.
Yeah. Like lots of people have businesses on that show. But it's fine.
They need to like run a business, those people. I mean, if I was on that show for that many years, I'd be
use it to your advantage.
Yeah, use it. Like, you know, they're still trying to figure out what business to do. It's 7 years later. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Ramona, True Renewal, True.
Oh,
she has a beauty line, right?
Yeah,
she has a beauty line. I think a wine line, this line, that line. Like, really?
I mean, she has, time.
It's like, get a business together, babe. You know, it's 10 years. Stick with one thing. Be a little, I mean, you don't even have to be that innovative.
It's true.
I mean, it's like
here's
ridiculous.
My face cream, you know?
Right. Like, stick with it. Find something really good. And she has just 13 t-shirt. I mean, God knows what.
Wait, we can't have you come on our damn beauty podcast, not talk beauty just a little bit before
sure,
we let
no,
you
I
go.
Love beauty.
Okay. Speaking of face creams, right? Tell us what's in your beauty kit. Like, what are some of your favorite products?
So I'm pretty much on the basic. It's really something I didn't even drink before this. I can't add, like, everything's like getting out of my head. What's the basic thing you get from the gynecologist for the exfoliation? That's what I have in a tube.
From the dermatologist?
Dermatologist.
Yeah. What? You said gynecologist.
Gynecologist, dermatologist to me right now.
Retin-A.
Okay.
Yes.
I really believe in just using Retin-A.
Okay.
For my skin, and it just changes.
So what about like mascara, eyeshadow, any of that?
MAC. I love MAC Cosmetics. And you want to know something? I went there the other day. Mm-hmm. I had to go twice because, yes, I'm crazy because I lost the whole bag. You know, a whole bag.
Oh, God.
You know, when you go for a full makeover, they have a great store on it's Lexington and the 65th, mm-hmm. and they actually put it on for you. But these are like the top specialists.
Yeah.
So I did a whole nude, like the whole like bronze, like everything's like a nude plain palette. It was pretty. I love it. I really do.
And then you left the whole bag of it on the subway? What?
Oh, no. I have no idea where it is.
Oh.
I lost
some
it. I mean, I have no idea
all.
Where it is.
We got to get her some MAC products.
Right. I went back to MAC and did the whole thing, paid for it
Were
again.
They like you again?
Yeah, I was a little embarrassed myself. Like, who does that? Like,
well,
you know,
you
could do your whole makeover. But they're great there.
Who does your brows? Your brows
I
are beautiful.
I literally was just going
to
ask the same thing. No, yeah. Just because they look so good.
Yeah, your brows are beautiful.
Joey Healy. He's amazing. I love him.
Remember, he used to have a line.
He does have a line, Joey Healy.
It's still.
Yeah.
Still in New York?
Joey Healy.
There was like a brow gel, I remember.
Yeah, his stuff is great. I brought him in and opened up Brow Bar at Completely Bare with him.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It comes full circle, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, he's great.
Your brows are fantastic.
Thank you.
And then mascara, what's on your lashes?
Okay, but I have to tell you something also with
tell
brows,
us.
Like that I don't get to him all the time. People are going to think I'm crazy, but I believe in what you do is you shave, take a little razor and shave around. If you, instead of like plucking every single time, if you shave, your brows get fuller because I don't know what it is.
Actually, I use the little stick razors that you get at the beauty supply, like the little eyebrow razors.
And it really works. I think your eyebrows start growing thicker.
Wow.
I know. Because I'm like old. You know, like you get old, you lose your eyebrows, you lose everything.
Your vagina
starts saggy.
Oh, great.
Tell me your mascara before you leave, please.
I don't even know. It's MAC.
Probably MAC.
It's MAC. Oh, yeah. It's two of them. It's MAC. You know, they have the one that you put underneath, and then you put the one on top.
Oh, the primer.
Primer.
Okay. Yeah. What didn't we ask Cindy that we forgot to ask? I don't know. You are just a delight.
I want you guys to come in and play.
You almost make me want to watch Real Housewives, but then I realized you were it wasn't for you, so now I don't want to watch. Like, I want you to go on, and then I'll watch.
It's really good.
Yeah.
You know, I can't watch. I can watch the Beverly Hills.
Oh, okay. The season's really good, this one. This season's great.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah.
I just do it, like, in the middle of the night. Like, I understand why people watch, because it's like, you don't have to think. You don't have to know what happened. And they're, like, a whole different life for me.
I come home, and I basically, like, I'm, like, lobotomized, and I watch it.
Right. Yeah, it's
not
great.
Not after you get your O shot.
You guys have to promise me on air that you're going to come in and try some of the services, and
we'll think about it.
Oh, come on!
I'm quite shy, but I might stumble in.
I'll just come in for a wax then.
I'll come in. We'll come in just to hang out.
You can sit on the chair. The chair's great.
Oh, I'll do the kegel thing. I'll do the kegel thing.
Kegel throw.
I'll come in.
Yeah. Thank you so much for coming.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I'm so happy to be here.
Oh,
I love this.
Thank you. Love you, Cindy.
Thank you, guys.
It's time to raise a wand. And you're snapping and dancing. Lots of dancing this episode.
I feel like I'm doing like the Shaq dance.
Okay. I don't know what that is.
Oh, he like shakes himself.
Shaq?
Yeah, like Shaquille O'Neal.
What year is it?
Tiffany, do you know what I'm talking about?
Tiffany's 20. She doesn't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Wait, Jackie knows. Yeah. Jackie's doing it.
Producer Jackie.
Yeah. Everyone who's listening knows what I'm talking about.
Okay. Okay. Is that what you're raising a wand to, the Shaq dance?
No.
What are you raising a wand to?
I am raising a wand to a real treat product. I feel like a little indulgent bringing this up after I brought up that like clay de peau cream.
Just give me a pass. You do work at Harper's Bazaar.
Darling.
Darling.
Have you tried the Tracy Martin enzyme exfoliant?
Tracy Martin enzyme exfoliant? No.
This is a real cult classic. This has been around for eons, but it really, and I had not tried it until recently. I'd known about it forever, but I was like,
put it in my magazine because people often mention it in interviews.
It's so awesome. I tried it and it really does brighten your face. You need just a little itty bit, probably have it for, you know, for eons. It's this blue paste. I'm going to show you a little photo because I did not bring it with me.
Yeah, I know that jar well. I've featured it in Marie Claire.
You need just a little bit. You put it all over your face. You just get your face a little damp. And then, you know, your skin kind of peeks through. It's like sheer, you know? Mm-hmm. You leave it on for like 15 to 20 minutes. Then you take a washcloth. That's what I like to do. I take a washcloth and then just kind of massage it off. Your skin is so much brighter. This baby's $90.
What's the exfoliating action? Acids, enzymes, granules?
That's a great question. Enzymes. Oh, powerful enzymes and botanical brighteners.
So it's not stingy like a glycolic?
Oh, no, it's not stingy at all.
Got it.
It really does. Oh, it has four pineapple enzymes, alpha, beta, fruit, and bark acids. It's a great glycolic scrub alternative. So I guess it's gentler.
Oh, it's like a gentler exfoliator.
Yeah.
15 minutes, though, you leave it on? That feels like a long time for exfoliating treatment.
It really doesn't hurt or anything. And
maybe
it
it's like slow and steady is the way to do it instead of like burning your face off with a peel first.
Yeah, I just like I put it on in the morning actually before work. And then I like do some emails and like potter around. Mm. And then I took it off. And people really did say, like, you look rested or like – you look nice. Your
I need
skin
that.
Looks good.
Oh my God, I need that.
Yeah, and I was not rested.
Oh, nice.
And I did not feel nice that morning.
But that's a good one. Okay. I will bring it back to the mass market for you. So it's a little yin and yang here. Did you see Maybelline's Puma collaboration?
No.
Okay, so they did a collaboration with Puma. And at first I was like, it kind of looks like Fenty Puma. It has the same colors and whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's cool.
And I know you loved the Gigi Hadid Maybelline
collection.
I was thinking about that by myself. They're really bringing it with their collections. So the product that I actually have been using, I've been trying to do eyeshadow. I don't know. I'm like, let me see what's up with this eyeshadow thing. Like everybody else seems to like it. So this is the Puma Matte Plus Metallic Eyeshadow Duo Stick. And it's one of those cream color sticks, like a little chubby cream color. And the chocolatey brown.
Oh, I like that one.
Here's my shade. I'm sorry. Oh, God. My color is called Heat.
Okay.
So it's like a reddish brown matte
that you can do
near the lash line. And then like a golden coppery champagne for like a little inner quarter and above it. And that shit stays. I don't know what the Puma, why it's Puma for any reason. Like, other than there's a little Puma cat on it.
An eyeshadow that stays, that is affordable and creamy.
It's like a cream
tick,
to...
Tick, tick.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Like, I truly don't get why it's Puma, though. It's not like this is an athletic need. Like, I'm going to go put on this eyeshadow before I, like, work out.
Well, the fact that it stays and you don't need a brush and that it's like
a
pen.
Yeah, it's a quick little athleisure moment in your makeup.
Yeah.
I don't know, but the color payoff is legit. Like, this isn't like athleisure makeup, like just a little wash or something before the gym.
Yeah.
Like, this is like a good work product, you know?
Nice.
Yeah, Maybelline.
Thanks for listening. Fat Mascara is produced by our friends at Atwell Media. You can check out our website, fatmascara.com, for episode recaps, product recommendations, and discount codes.
And if you want to reach us directly, email us at info@fatmascara.com, or you can follow us on social at Fat Mascara, shoot us a DM, and we'd love if you went over to iTunes and threw us a rating. How many stars?
Five.
Five, please.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.